Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. A story can change a lot depending on who tells it. This week, I'm looking at three new movies from Japan, Taiwan, and France that retell their stories from different points of view. There's a woman in a French village who disappears in a blizzard. Another woman in Taipei who wakes up to find a whole day is missing. And a guy in Tokyo who finds he can talk to himself on a video monitor 2 minutes in the future. Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes. Directed by Yamaguchi Junta. It's closing time in Tokyo. Kato, played by Tosa Kazunari, is an ordinary young man in his 20s who runs a small cafe and is in an amateur rock band with a group of friends. He also has a crush on Megumi, played by Asakura Aki, the woman next door, who he's never had the nerve to approach. He rents a room upstairs in a 5-story walk-up. Everything changes when he discovers he's not alone in his room. Someone's talking to him through his computer screen from the monitor in the cafe downstairs. But what's really weird is he's the one talking to him on his screen, but from 2 minutes in the future. Huh? So he test this by running back downstairs to the cafe and speaking into the monitor there. And sure enough, it's him who appears in his bedroom on the screen from 2 minutes in the past. And they have the same conversation. Okay, it's a nifty trick perhaps, but what's the use of it? Well, for one thing, maybe he can finally ask Megumi for a date. Soon, his friends for the band drop by, and they're all mesmerized by this weird phenomenon. So they up the ante by bringing the upstairs screen down to the cafe and set them up facing each other. Now, the images on the two monitors are repeated endlessly on both screens, one into the past and the other into the future, 2 minutes at a time, revealing secrets that no one should know, like an angry Yakuza gangster who appears in their near future wielding a sharp knife. Ooh, can they right the wrongs and reset time? Or have they permanently upset the cosmic space-time continuum? Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes is a brilliantly made, low-budget sci-fi comedy. It's almost like a stage play in that the action rarely strays from the apartment and the cafe with a small group of characters. It also manages to convey, credibly so, the concept of time travel with virtually no special effects. This movie is a lot of fun. Only the Animals, co-written and directed by Dominique Moll. Alice, played by Laure Calamy, is a married woman who lives in a tiny, mountainous French hamlet. She makes her rounds along cliffside roads to handle insurance claims for farmers who live there. She lives with her grumpy husband, Michel, played by Denis Ménochet, but she's having a torrid affair with another farmer, Joseph, played by Damien Bonnard, a young reclusive farmer who's on a downward spiral since his mother died. She sees him once a week on her rounds, but everything changes when a rich woman who lives in a rented stone house with her husband disappears in a blizzard. Turns out Evelyn, played by Valeria Bruni-Tedeschi, was having a fling with a beautiful young waitress, half her age, who she met at a seaside resort. Marion, played by Nadia Tereshkiewicz, that's the waitress, is in love with her and follows her back to her country home. But now, Evelyn is gone. Is she dead or merely missing? And who is responsible? Was it Alice, Michelle, Joseph, Marion, or perhaps Evelyn herself? Or maybe somebody else. There's also a subplot involving a young man, played by Guy Roger Bibis-Indrin, who runs a catfish scheme out of Côte d'Ivoire. No spoilers here. Only the Animals is an intriguing and actually quite moving mystery drama about a possible murder in a picturesque mountainside village. It's gripping and shocking in parts without ever losing sympathy for any of the characters, no matter how bizarre or tragic some of them are. The mystery is gradually revealed as each scene is retold in chapters, Rashomon style, from the point of view of each of the main characters. There's no unreliable narrator, but each retelling reveals more about what happened before and after the scene, even though you've already watched it, explaining some of the characters' seemingly erratic behavior. This is a very cool look at the dysfunctional lives of a group of French farmers. My Missing Valentine, written and directed by Chun Yu-shun. Yang Xiaoqi, played by Patty Lee, is a young woman in her late 20s who leads an uneventful life. Originally from a small town, she works at a boring job in a local post office in Taipei, Taiwan. She sees the same people every day, like the weirdo who buys one stamp to mail a letter and an irate middle-aged man who complains about, well, everything. Her only friend is a faceless late-night radio host she listens to in her tiny rented room. Until she meets a handsome prince who promises her the world. Okay, not a prince exactly. Liu Wensun, played by former Hong Kong fashion model and windsurfer Duncan Chow, is a dance aerobic instructor in a local park with a day job in the blockchain industry. He's rich, kind, generous, and modest. Raised in an orphan, he says, he devotes his life to helping needy kids. And he likes Yang Xiaoqi, who's never had a boyfriend in her life. Okay, so their big date is scheduled for Valentine's Day, the very next day. But is this all too good to be true? Alas, she wakes up the next morning to discover her new boyfriend has disappeared, and so has Valentine's Day. It's been completely erased. It's as if that day never existed. What is going on? This is where the second point of view enters the picture. We discover that there's another man who likes Xiaoqi. Wu Guitai, played by Liu Guanding, is a local bus driver who sees her every day, and he's also the guy who she sees standing in her line to buy a single stamp at the post office. And it turns out he knows exactly what happened to her during that missing day. Okay, My Missing Valentine is sort of a romantic comedy or rom-com, but its plot is so off the wall that it actually qualifies as a romantic fantasy or science fiction pick. And throw in a humid lizard who lives in Xiaoqi's closet, and you've got one of the weirdest romances you've probably ever seen. This is very cute without being gushy, and it's a movie I quite liked. My Missing Valentine and Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes are both playing at the Real Asian Film Festival, which runs from November 10th through 19th. Only the Animals opens this weekend in Toronto, check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.